I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. The latest research indicates that higher levels of physical activity or exercise are linked to lower risks of certain types of cancer. To talk about the connection between exercise and reducing cancer risks is Dr. Marvella Ford. She's the Associate Director of Population Sciences and Cancer Disparities at Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC, and she is Smart State Endowed Chair of Cancer Disparities at South Carolina State University. Dr. Ford, what is known about the relationship between exercise or physical activity and certain risks of cancer?
What is known is that higher body mass index, or BMI, which is linked to weight, is associated with risk for many different types of cancer. And so when people are overweight or obese, the risk of developing cancer and the risk of dying for cancer increases significantly in those groups. Physical activity is a way to help lower body mass index or lower weight and keep people healthier so they have a less chance of developing cancer and better chances of surviving cancer if they do get it.
Well, let's talk specifics about what an individual can do week after week to really try to lower their risk of certain cancers through exercise.
It can be as simple as walking for 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommend 30 minutes of exercise per day on 5 days per week.
What exactly happens in the body when we exercise?
The exercise actually improves the flow of oxygen to the brain, and our breathing rate increases as more oxygen is taken in and it's sent to the muscles so that they can perform at their peak capacity. People who exercise have a heart that functions more efficiently than people who don't exercise. Something that's very interesting is that exercise produces endorphins. Those are those feel-good hormones. And we don't have to run a marathon to get to that point. We can work out on elliptical machines. We can do a dance class. We can walk for 30 minutes. And our body produces these feel-good hormones that really boost our mood, and they help to alleviate symptoms of anxiety and depression.
I understand that breast cancer is one of the types of cancers that you can reduce your cancer risk through exercise. Tell us about that.
In breast cancer, for people who are overweight and obese, the fat cells actually produce estrogen, and estrogen increases the risk of developing a hormone-related breast cancer, and also it reduces survival outcomes in people. And so by exercising, we can reduce the number of fat cells in the body. We're reducing the number of cells in the body that are producing estrogen, and that lowers breast cancer risk.
I understand that there are exercise benefits as well for breast cancer survivors. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Once again, the fewer fat cells we have, the less amounts of estrogen those fat cells are able to produce. And so that really has very positive benefits for breast cancer survival. As a breast cancer survivor myself, I read the literature on the positive benefits of physical activity in breast cancer survivors. And now I exercise at the MUSC Wellness Center at least 5 days a week for an hour each time.
Dr. Ford, thanks for this update about the connection between exercise and reducing cancer risk.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking with you today.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.